I want to talk about last season very, very briefly, because tonight I want to look forward rather than backwards. But like, I just want to pay tribute to Kenny Shields for this last 3 years. I think it's very important to say that we had a very difficult time with, God rest Ryan McBride's passing, and being out of the Brandywell for a year down in McGinn Park. But Kenny took us through that. But obviously, results last season, but we were left with no option, and we moved very quickly to move on. It's taken us a couple of weeks to get to where we had to get to, but we're absolutely delighted with this team. I emphasise the word team, because if you look around, any time I've been in this position before, it's probably been too many times, to be quite frank with you. But there's been maybe a manager and no one else. Now we've got the whole team here. And one of the things that we've tasked Declan with is to try and build a squad that can challenge. Now, it's going to be very difficult this year. This year could be a bit of a transition. But we still want the team to do their best and to challenge. And we want it to be an entertaining team. And look, you know, if we do lose a game last year, the guys really didn't care. That's the feeling I got a lot of the times. You know, if we lose a game, if we get beat 3-2 or something like that, but we get too many stuffings at the Brandywell last year, and it just was totally unacceptable when it came down to it. But look, I'm delighted for Declan to come back. You know, he was manager before, and I think he's a different person. I think he's learned a lot at the AFA. Apparently, you know, they struggled. You know, well, they tried to keep him anyway, but eventually we got our man. Look, I'm delighted to have him. I worked very well with him the last time. I'm delighted for Kevin to come back. Obviously, Kevin's got a lot of experience in Sligo. We know him as a player, and we saw how much celebrating he done when Sligo scored against Derry at the Brandywell as well. That's what I noticed. Yeah, so yeah, we're delighted to have him, and obviously the experience he has at Sligo will make him a good number two. And we've got Marty. Marty's back as well, and Marty's been a fabulous coach in previous seasons at Derry City. So hopefully it'll be a great benefit to these two guys here. And obviously Paddy McCourt has been recruited a couple of months ago, but we want Paddy to play a much more fuller part and offer the skills that he has. Now later on this week, Declan doesn't know this, I've set up a meeting with five of the junior clubs. You know, the club, we aren't getting enough younger players through. We need to address that problem. And I know directors and managers have tried it before, but we need to solve the problem of why there's not enough younger players coming through to Derry City Football Club. And I think we've got the right team here now to do that. So look, that's all I have to say. I'm looking forward to the season starting. I'm looking forward to getting a lot of players signed. Declan's just been told what his budget is, and he didn't collapse. So we've adjusted a little bit, but it's still a very competitive budget to last year. But obviously, without the European money, it's down a little bit. But hopefully, he spends it wisely. And I want to wish him, his team, and all you guys, and the football club, every success next season.